Here with Scott City Beaver head coach John Lippelman. The Beavers are placing fifth at the 3-2-1A state wrestling tournament over the weekend. And coach, a great weekend. You take sixth to state, place five. You had everybody win at least two matches. You got to be pretty happy about how the weekend went.
The kids had a great weekend. They came to wrestle. We had a few injury things that they was worried about. We told them they had to put that at the end of the mind. This was our focus for the year, and there was no other time. You can't rest it out, rehab it out anymore. We was ready to go, and the kids responded well. You know, they didn't get the best draws in the world first off, and we came out of the guns firing and was able to win some of those strategic matches. We ran into two returning state champions, beating one of them first off, and had a narrow loss, our only loss at the other weight with, and came right through. The kids were ready to wrestle, and they did a good job.
Highlighted there by the win for Zach Tucker, 106 pounds, and I don't ever remember him coming into his junior year winning a high school varsity tournament, but he wins quite a few this year and ends up on the podium there, winning the state tournament there, and also defeating a kid that he lost to a couple times this year in the Johnson kid from Norton.
That's the way you want to finish your season up. Everybody could have shortfalls. Things don't always go together, but you learn every time you're out. You use that knowledge, you maintain focus, you don't make the same mistakes. You, at the same time, have to be aggressively offensive, because you're not going to score on defense enough time to beat the good ones. And he was able to do that. He had a great tournament. He took his game to them. He didn't relax and decide he was needing to rest anywhere in the middle. And it was an offensive effort, and it showed up, and he got him a big victory over them all.
And then you go to the Juergens kids at 32-45. Jarrett having a big win in the quarterfinals against an undefeated kid from Burlington, even though he lost his third-place match to him, but still getting the semifinals and wrestling the Mickleburn kid pretty tough, and beating some pretty good kids, beating a kid twice along the way as well.
He's maybe a freshman, but he's not a rookie. He knows how to wrestle. He's improved through the year. This last month, Jarrett's been wrestling as well as I've seen Jarrett wrestle for us on our team. He was feeling good. He went out there and, again, eliminated a lot of mistakes. Some of these big ones might have overlooked Jarrett a few times, being that freshman and not seeing him ever before since we was 4A last year. He did a nice job, too. I'd sure like to wrestle him again, quite a few of those kids, and I think we could do even better as we hit those ones. But we're just freshmen. We're going to have some more years, but excited for what he got done this year.
And one of your upperclassmen, Cooper Griffith, who's out last year, came in, had a rough weekend at regionals last weekend, comes back, loses to the eventual state champion the first round, wrestled him about as tough as anybody did in the tournaments, and comes to the backside and gets third and knocks off the kid from Norton who he lost to in regionals last weekend.
Cooper is an outstanding athlete. We've had some injury things coming off of a football year. We push past those with a brace. We begin doing some really good things when we're first out of the gun. I had some weak spots. We begin to get over-centered, tripped a lot, and we needed to learn to turn some people. We started picking that up. We had a touch of illness there toward the end of our season, like you said, and we was beginning to get over that. Then we get another knee injury in a regional contest. It was just a sprain up there. We was able to get that out of your head. It's real tough to come back from rehabbing everything in a short time, and so we just have to push it past. And he had a fine tournament. We, like you said, we got a young man that we beat early, then we lost to in the regional, got that back. There's been a go with a young man out of Oakley that hasn't ever been a large victory win, but we was able to get into his head and make him wrestle our game, and we could win that every time. Yes, after the first round loss, he was able to come all the way through the back and not lose again and take the third place. Great job.
And then also your three seniors making trips to state, two of them making their debuts there, and Wyatt Idle, who hadn't wrestled for you in 3 years, and he goes in and takes a sixth place finish at 220. James Juergens, a four-time state qualifier, a three-time state placer, I know had a rough one with the shoulder injury, getting sixth. And then Lane Hayes, who wrestled pretty good this weekend, was a match away from qualifying, or for placing rather, the top six, but he helped you guys out with those getting some team points along the way into that fifth place team finish.
Everybody was a winner for us. They all did the old snowball effect. They got their minds right, and we went after it in the right way. We was scoring. James did pull another bad shoulder injury, and we had to default him out. He found his way to the podium, but we couldn't wrestle our last two matches. We'd like to hit both of those again, because we know we already beat the one earlier in the state tournament, and now we got to stand below him because our shoulder's gone. The other one was a regional loss that we had sure like to had another swing at, but as a senior, a part of a state championship team in 12, state champion for himself his sophomore year, and then a bad injury last year that we tried to struggle through, but it was too much of an injury and we couldn't ignore it. To find his way back and get himself on the podium for the third time, that was an outstanding job. His leadership showed the rest of the team which way Scott City Wrestling needs to attack a state tournament. And like you said, the other seniors, Wyatt Idle has been showing us some prowess we didn't ever get to use in his younger years. Great effort. Learned to be offensive all the way through. No fear. No fear was the way we went at that. He had to go up a weight class since Cooper came back, and that didn't seem to bother him either. The athleticism and things have powered right on through, and he put himself on the podium at his first state championships, and that was a great job. And our third senior, the Hayes heavyweight, heavyweights are always one of those that one mistake and could cost you big. There's a lot of power and weight in that classification. The victories are either real small by 1 point or real large by a fall. And we made our way through a couple of big wins there. Like you said, moving the team right on up the charts. Just lost out on our medal push and fell one match short. But had a great season, had lots of victories. These young men all did a great job for Scott City.